I have spent years and years helping artists build their release plans for their singles and their EPs, and it kills me inside genuinely to see the exact same pattern of failure repeat themselves. It always starts when an artist confesses that they feel scared of making content on social media. And it's happened so many times, I've genuinely lost count, where one of my artists who I'm consulting with decides they don't want to film DIY content in their home. They want to wait until they go on holiday. And every single time I'm pleading with them and rationalizing with them, don't do this. Create whatever you can in your hometown. And then when you get there, feel free to create more if you have time, if you have capacity, if you have energy, if you don't feel shy in public. And I hate to be proven right, because that's exactly what happens. Artists get to that holiday location, they get busy touristing, they get busy having fun in restaurants and bars, and they don't think about the content. When they finally get to a good looking location, they haven't game planned to get there early, so it's busy. It doesn't look as good as it did in their mind's eye. And I've had real clients go to LA to work, and they said they'd get time in between studio sessions, but they never did. Maybe they were going on holiday to Jamaica, Bali, the Philippines, and they're such beautiful places, you don't get time. They've gone to a city like Portugal where there's so much to see, and they don't manage to post any of it. And what I've realized is that the idea of filming on holiday, it stems from a deep internalized place of caring what you look like instead of the message that you're sharing. And just think about it. If you care more about the beach background where you're standing than the first line hook of the video, you've already messed up. If you care more about what outfit you're wearing than the narrative of your song, it's already game over. Like, you're an influencer artist and not really there for the creative and the meaning and the substance, in my humble opinion. But if you do want to build a campaign the right way, I believe that there are 7 different reels that you must capture in the pre-marketing of your campaign. I call these the WHs. They stand for what, why, who, where, when, which, and how. But most artists feel scared to post these because of how vulnerable and deeply exposing it can be to talk about your music. And I already know exactly what you're going to ask. Like, do I have to say it out loud? Can I just type it? What if my song is about nothing and it's abstract? What if the lyrics are just very random? Like I said, I've been in this game a long time. And so I've heard every excuse you could possibly give. And I do believe, yes, you have to say it out loud to drive the maximum amount of impact. You can do this against a blank wall in your home. No one is asking you to do it in public while strangers are watching. You put yourself in that situation, right? You wanted to do it on holiday. You didn't want to do it in your hometown. You wanted to wait until you got to that beautiful location. So you made your decision. Now you've got to make it come true. And so the what, the why, the who, the where, the when, the which, and the how. Let's break that down a bit so I can give you the first line of the video that you could start with. So number one, what my song is about. You could begin with the words, this is what my song title is about. And then you explain it in 1 to 2 sentences, and then you do a lip sync performance of the song. The second WH, why I chose the title, you could say, here's why I chose title as the title of my next single. The third WH, want to hear the story, who helped me produce, title. The fourth one, you'll never believe where I had the idea for title. The fifth one, I knew title was going to be special when this moment happened in the studio. Number six is, you could say, help me decide which verse is your favorite, verse 1 or verse 2. And last but not least, number 7, you could say, this is how I built the production layers in title. And so they're just thought starters. The first line that you begin in your reel, in your TikTok, in your story, or in your YouTube shorts, in your whatever. And you use it as a framing for the rest of the video so you know what you're going to say, because you just tell the real story. You don't have to remember any words. You just have to read that title and substitute the name of your song in. And then you speak from the heart. You tell the real shit that's going on in your head and what was really happening at that time that you wrote that song. And guess what? Community are going to love it. They're going to really find this a deep, meaningful way to talk about your song before it's even out. You're telling people a reason that they should listen when it does finally release. But if you need any more guidance on how to use these WHs and what they look like, I've actually built everything you need inside a DIY course. There are content examples, there are sample captions, and there's over 200 different content ideas that you can steal from viral musicians and my own clients who've proved that these mechanics work. You just have to steal them and substitute your song and your meaning into it. And you can grab a copy of this course for just £50 from the link in the description, which takes you to my website. And I offer a once a month Q&A for everyone who has the course on the first Wednesday of every single month. And so I hope I see you there, and I hope this course changes the way that you market your music. But for those artists who made all that content on holiday and they finally feel like they've unlocked the fear, I hope you edit it. That's the one thing I hate, is when artists actually do film some half decent content, but then they get busy, they fly home, and they don't edit any of the content. So step one, you need to watch all of it, every flipping second, and delete any second that isn't usable. So that might be 97% of the footage is unusable from your entire trip. Just delete it from your iPhone or from Premiere Pro, CapCut, Final Cut, whatever you're choosing to use. Delete that bad footage, keep the great footage. Then you need to watch it all. Maybe you've got very long clips. So you just splice it down into the chorus, into the verse, into the intro, into the outro. And you might want to split it by A-roll, which is you looking at the camera, talking to the lens, and B-roll, you just candidly being in the moment and not even realizing the camera was filming. And once you've got all that amazing content, you can alternate. Put it into a calendar, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And you could do it a lot of different ways. You could do A-roll on Monday, B-roll on Tuesday. A-roll, B-roll, A-roll, B-roll. That's one way of doing it. You could do it by location, where you go to a beach, and you go to a touristic site, and you go to a beach, then a touristic site, whatever. You could do it by outfit, where red outfit, green outfit, blue outfit, red outfit, green outfit, blue outfit, whatever you decide. There's no right or wrong answers in this part of the campaign. That's the beauty of being a creative. And once you've edited it all, then you need to write captions for it all that explain what you were feeling that day. Too many artists just say, song is out now, listen on Spotify, but you haven't given people a reason to listen. So you tell them how free it felt that you gave yourself a holiday for all your hard work. You tell how free you felt in the, you say how liberating it felt to be enjoying this touristic site, and now you've put this beautiful song out into the world, you could finally relax. And you just tell the story of what you were going through. It's one of the best feelings you can possibly imagine, but artists get it twisted when they think they have to market their song instead of just living their song. And I found that whenever you try and manufacture a result, that you're trying to get likes and you're trying to get clicks and you're trying to get views and trying to get shares, do you ever realize that it just backfires on you? But when you're being the true, authentic self, and when you are living in the moment, things just seem to work. And it's not by accident, you guys. It's because the emotion and the energy is aligned with your target audience, because they genuinely feel what you're feeling and they want to be a part of that moment in time. And through storytelling, that can be done, but through marketing, it cannot be. And that's the secret sauce. You have to be able to get deep, strip away the armor, expose the raw, vulnerable truth. It's not just a song about a breakup. It's not just a song about a spicy encounter. It's so much more than that, but you are holding back the story from your audience. And so that's the real challenge, is will you be comfortable enough to set your truth free for the rest of this year when you release your music?